responsibility very personally, and I felt the least I could do is take some of that off of you and try to
work things out. I think you can do that.
I didn't want to put things on it that I thought I could handle. But then when I didn't get support from the council, and then you seemed to go along with the council, I didn't know what to think.
Well, I think you were hung up unnecessarily about that one situation. It's hard for people to know, because even your own wife said that you didn't make the efforts to get there on time that you should. And what I need is somebody to hover over that place like a mother hen.
Yeah, I know. It's just
and it's still not being done. So there's not a matter of anyone outmatching your competence. It's just... I don't even remember the details of it, frankly.
Well, there are other
nobody holds a past against anyone anyway.
I know. I have, though. I feel guilty about having done it, because it was never acknowledged. I mean, the people that were involved in undermining what I was doing have never acknowledged it.
Well, I think that you see, everybody's been undermined to some degree. That's what you got to do, is look at the other people who've lost space and have been knocked from their props, too. It happens to everybody along the way.
Yeah, that has helped some. I hang on to it. Well, you're the only thing I've got to pattern my life after, really. I mean, you're the only example that I can really...
That's true. If you want to build a good example, that's true.
And when I thought that you didn't think much of me, you know, if you...
That's not true. I just think you've got your talents in certain areas, like all of my people have talents in certain areas, and then they don't have talents in other areas.
If I could get free of the shit that I got myself bogged into, there's a whole lot of things I could do, Jim.
Well, I know that. I know you got plenty of talent. I never doubted that. I think it's just your emotional morass.
It is. And I can't seem to see things from other people's viewpoint. And that's directed to Barbara, too. I can't... think how she's thinking and seeing myself the way she sees me, and it's been a bit problem.
I can imagine that's a problem for her. Well, anyway, I'd suggest that you feel your way alone, maybe doing something with the cause. I'm going to come to Chicago. Why don't you get some ideas to be creative? Because I think you can't stand the rejection. I'd be happy to have you come back, but I'm afraid that you've got some difficulties right now of trying to build your relationship. I think time would be... I believe time heals most anything. And I know she has no other interest in anybody, so as long as there's no other interest, you've got a chance to rebuild, if you want to rebuild. But I don't even know what but you can't make her into what you want her to be. You have to accept the virtues and strengths of what she is, and not try to remold her, because she won't do that. She's a more into herself type person. She's reticent, but deep. Her loyalty is deep. She'd never desert you when you were ill. She wouldn't desert any of her children. That's a rare aspect. I've seen a lot of life. If you'd seen as much as I had, you'd have handled that flower delicately.
If I haven't seen.
Well, you ought to have been listening and seeing through my eyes.
I know, Jim.
I've given the last measure of my devotion to some of these people, and they stabbed me in the back and then after they put me in the corners to try to deprive me of my one strong instinct to take care of all of my own. I've been put through hell. All the hell doesn't surface in that government meeting nor in the church. The hell that some of these people do. They don't get their way when you've given them everything. It doesn't make a difference how much you are, how competent you are in any field of relating. You get hell when you don't just... if you don't have I think you're very fortunate to have a wife like her. I'd have been mighty happy.
I think it's just that I'm a great fear of rejection. And I take everything...
A fear of rejection? What the hell is rejection, man? She's been with you for years.
Yeah, but you can be with them and not relate to them very well.
Well, you see, you're determining the type of relationship. You get these these women can act out a sex game and be screwing you and you have VD in 2 weeks. People can put on an act like you wouldn't believe. Some of the best are the lesbians. They know how to put on the best act in the world.
Yeah, but I've grown accustomed to that and I can catch it because I've known when she's done it. She's done it most of the time.
Well, yeah, well, I don't know about her doing it. I didn't think she did do it.
She does.
I don't think so. I don't think there's much act in her. She ain't much of an actor.
She admitted it.
Admitted what?
She admitted she'd acted.
Well, she's probably giving you sex when she didn't want it or something like that. Every woman does that, I'm sure. I'm sure there's a means of approval, too, on the part of the woman. And it works two different ways. They may not want the physical act, but they want the approval. And acceptance. And peace, too, sometimes.
What way could I give her approval? I mean, what?
By just being strong, complimenting her, doing your task. She's a very principled person, taking your position in leadership and doing that very resolutely. And absence always makes everybody look better, too. You come home at the end of the day and you've done a good job and served the cause well, then you become more attractive to anyone.
Yeah.
Nobody'd like to see me sitting around in their face. No woman. Not a woman. I don't know a woman like that. They get tired of it. You just have to face life as it is.
It's fucked up.
It is, somewhat. The familiarity, they didn't make all those old trite phrases, son, for nothing. Familiarity breeds contempt. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. Our old grandmothers didn't spin those into being for nothing. You need to weigh some of those old trite phrases. Trite but true. They don't even like goodness in their face very much. People get tired and familiar with goodness. It breeds contempt, my goodness. If they see too much of my goodness, it makes them mad because they can't live up to it. So you just have to face life as it is. And the only way you can face life as it is look in the face of, like, I've got pictures all over this wall and all my walls. Little mothers holding babies that are starving to death and their anguish and pain not knowing how to even meet their basic needs. And I don't always like it. It kind of depresses me, but I'd rather be depressed than to get in a realm of feeling sorry for myself. When you feel sorry for yourself, you're no damn good to yourself or anyone else.
I wanted to do that, too. I've had some pictures I've been on and off.
Yeah, likely not.
I suggested it to Rick, too, because he seemed to be caught up. I don't know what about the children. What have they told the children about me?
What's that?
What have they told the children
nothing.
About?
Nothing. Not a thing.
I'm sure they question where I am.
They haven't, to my knowledge, they didn't do it Wednesday night. The usual talk is given that you're off on a mission.
There's no one at my home at all.
No, I'm sure of that. She said she wasn't going home because she's afraid of you. But she hadn't told him. She hadn't told children.
I'd feel much better if she was there. I don't have him. Intention of returning, but with...
Well, when I get back Saturday, I'll try to work on that, but I am not able to work on that this moment. I've got other crises to take care of, but I don't know that if you call her a lot, you make a mistake.
I just wanted to call her to tell her that, mm-hmm. that I had just seen the hopelessness of communicating in the mm-hmm. home because of children.
Yeah.
Picked up on the hospital.
Well, that's good enough. When I get back, I'll tell her to get there, but don't do any silly thing. Don't come around there and do any silly thing, because she's very quick about it.
No intention of it.
Well, I'm just telling you, son. You said you'd get out of control and you let yourself. I don't believe anybody gets out of control. We let ourselves get out of control.
That's right.
But you'll have to give her time, you know, to get herself together, too, because that woman... She hadn't been unfaithful to you, and that woman tore her up.
Well, she didn't get that tore up about the other woman. I don't understand why this one happened to be so much.
I don't know. I don't know anything about that. I didn't know about the other woman. No, she seemed to be less tore up. One thing that she thought was honest about you, she has a lot of empathy. Not a few women have this kind of empathy. She said that you'd go out on the street with a drunk and you'd suck his dick and he'd suck yours. And she had a lot of empathy for that. So sort of pathos and sadness for her. And you know, there's not many women you could tell that kind of thing to. I dare tell you, you wouldn't dare You won't dare tell it to that woman. That's what you want, understanding, you know, or an acceptance, or you want somebody playing a game with you. They can do it.
That's what I've told her. Don't ever play a game.
Well, she hasn't yet.
She's been too quiet, you know, not telling me her feelings.
Well, you can't change that. You'll never change that. Certain type of person, if you want still waters that run deep, you don't want an extrovert that's just running off the mouth all the time and insecure as hell.
What you're saying is I need to take the leadership role in the home and take my responsibility and trying to bring her around to more communication and having her accept more responsibility. She accepts her responsibility to the children, but not to our relationship. She expects me to be the one to communicate, me to be the one to make the aggression and all that, you know, and I feel that's one-sided.
Well, friend, I don't know how to relate to your whole business because, well, if my kids are happy, I'm happy. If somebody's making my kids happy, I'm happy. I don't understand all this. And hell, if you had a good wife, woman like that, go out and wherever your sexual instinct is, if that's what you want to do, suck somebody, or you want to go screw some woman, do it.
Yeah, but it's empty when there's no.
But it's empty, it's empty. But hell, all sex is empty. I mean, where it's at?
No one can care about a person, not to me.
Well, you find out when you have enough experience how empty it is.
When they rip you
off after they got through.
I mean the person that I care about, not the Barb.
Well, but man, she's having sex, isn't she?
Might as well not have, though, if she's acting.
I don't think that, because I've never told her to do any acting, so...
No, she has.
No, you say she has.
She told me she has.
She was upset, too, with Ricky copying your bad patterns. She said that's upsetting her. That's one thing she said to me.
You know, she said,
what
now, Ricky?
Yeah, something Wednesday. I don't remember the exact words. Ricky. She wanted you to be gone. She wanted you to go away a while and work. That's what she said. And show you cared about her, but you didn't believe you cared. And Ricky was copying your bad patterns or temper. Temper, I think it was.
That's true. Oh, it's fucking ridiculous. I have a very shitty feeling about myself, you know.
Well, so do I, Rick. I have that every minute, but I don't have enough time to think about myself, and that's what you need to do, get busy and don't think about yourself. You can fulfill yourself in service to others, and raising money to help causes, and building a program that'll give people safety. If I took time to think about myself, and who doesn't? The system doesn't cause people who believe in cooperative living to feel very secure about themselves. We're strangers in a far country. And you got the ridge. I think she told me, too, that Ricky had got getting the same headache patterns and drinking coffee. And boy, caffeine can be a deadly thing on little kids.
Yeah, tell them, I know it's bad. That's why we stopped.
Julie's
kind of the same way, headaches all the time.
Yeah.
Like all the kids have been.
Well, all of our kids will mimic us. That's why we have to be extremely careful.
Yeah.
We have to be extremely careful. It's just tough. That's when I don't dare to think about that, because I have to take a role in the pulpit, and then my kids, it's very tough. Tell them the facts about life, and then they get depressed, and they have a little perspective. And the guilt of being a leader and a father is almost impossible to bear, but I don't think about it. There's nothing else I can do. I'm not worth anything else, and all human beings are worthy of no more than what the average of the world's getting, and then I think the average of the world's getting about a crust of bread a day. So until the rest of them get better than the crust of bread, I'm not going to feel too sorry about myself.
That's pretty hard. Well, Jim, I only had two other questions that I needed to ask you. One was the feeling that I wonder if you empathize enough with someone who hasn't had any capability sexually, you know. And you've never been in that position. How, if you know what it feels like to be, you know, castrated and have something dangling in front of you and not being able to do it, and you come from...
Yeah, I've had that. I was a poor boy growing up in a poor community and unwanted and rejected. I went through that at a very early age and got over it.
How did you overcome it?
Yeah, well, you could overcome it, too. Well, the one thing she was terribly upset about was that the girls told her that you touched them in sexual ways.
The girls?
Yeah, I guess I mean she has, that's what, that was a phrase, the girls, your girls.
Well, for me, it was not intentional, but accidental. And she admitted that. She thought I didn't mean it.
Rita did?
And, right, and Julie.
Evidently, Rita didn't tell her that.
Rita said that. She said she didn't think I met him. I said I certainly didn't. I said I wouldn't want to take advantage of you. I told the same thing to Julie. And I got in a position where I did things. She insisted on sleeping with me. I don't think either one of the girls I was sleeping with Barb, and she lets them. And I've hollered about that to get them and let them do it.
Let the girl sleep with you?
With Barb. And then so Julie, being on a trip, insisted on sleeping with me. And,
it's no good.
I know. So I told Julie I don't want to ever have her sleep with me again, and I didn't mean her any harm. I told her I was doing it in my sleep because I was thinking about Barb, which I was thinking about Barb. And nothing would come of it. And Julie seemed to accept it. Now, whether Barb said anything to her then, and...
I don't know. I haven't talked to the kids about it at all. All the kids knew from me, and then nothing known publicly, because I didn't mention it to them. We didn't know for sure what I suspected.
Well, I
said that you were on a mission, and that's the way it'll remain. I don't believe in children. But I do remember something saying, something that Harris said to me. I believe that she said, Julie said she hated you for what you did to her.
What did Julie say that to?
She said to Harris. She didn't say it to me. I didn't hear it.
Said it to Harold?
Harris. John Harris. Said she wanted him to be his, her daddy or something. Not told him to leave that alone, and he did.
God damn, Jim. Somebody's been here a long time besides, because Julie had a very good feeling about it. She says,
This is days before. It should have been reported to me. Harris should have reported that to me, but that's been days before you even left. He told her that.
I can't understand it. Mm-hmm. She had a very good feeling about it.
So she told you, or maybe she's wanting to get attention. Who knows what child? If you get children sexually precocious, then they'll look around for sexual reinforcement from anyone older. Dreaming about, you shouldn't have been in the damn bed dreaming and touching her, you know. That's
right. Well,
I don't know what her reason for saying that to John Harris was. She didn't say it to me, so maybe she's wanting something from John Harris, but John Harris is certainly not going to be bothered.
Well, he better not. I need help getting that straightened out. Hey, that's bad, because I can see now that's why the girls are turning against
me. Maybe. It's never been brought to my attention. That's the first I'd heard of it. Well, I can straighten that out. I think. I don't know how deep the trenches is. You tell me all the straight of it. I don't know what the hell you did. I don't even know the day. I didn't even ask. I didn't really dignify it because you say I don't have any faith in you. I have more faith in you than that.
A hand on her breast. She was fully clothed. A hand on her breast and a hand on her crotch. That was it. Nothing more.
That's too much.
When she moved, in fact, she didn't move away. I raised my hand from her and realized that it was a mistake. And
well, I frankly tell you, I love you, and I would tell your wife the same thing. I think you ought to go out there. You're sexually retarded, and you ought to go out there and try that gal for a while and see what you could do for the cause up there. And I will work on the respect of your children because... You're hung up. Maybe you'll get a little more feeling, and you'll see it's not so damned important or something. I certainly will tell your wife that I said it.
Well, Would you please communicate to Barb what Barb stands for?
I didn't get what you get. What you said?
I said, would you please communicate to Barb, or if I can call her, I'll tell her that what she stands for means the most to me.
I'll tell her that, but you can tell her that. I'm sure if she finds you're not. You've given her some reason to believe you go into these spells which are manipulated. I know people, but she don't know it. She don't know these spells are all put on.
That's right.
So she's terrified. You, I don't. She's not afraid for herself. She's not afraid of anything. But I think she's afraid you hurt one of the kids.
Well,
see,
the thing that I've done too, which is bad, and I protected her against the criticism from others and being involved any more than she has been. I've wanted her there, you know, for me to spend time with, and I know she's felt so much bad about that, but she's used it too. But anyway, I feel bad about it, and
all relationships are symbiotic, and they're usually symbiotic in a negative way. I haven't seen anything that was very wholesome. I haven't seen a relationship that I've ever ended, never.
By the way,
do you have any guns? So coincidentally, it would be when you go that guns disappeared.
The only thing is a broken down shotgun that's not.
You didn't take it out on the bus 9, did you?
No, there was a broken down shotgun in my closet. It was, I forget even where I got it, given to me.
That's all right.
An old rifle that
no pistols.
No.
Now we got to look at some different quarters now. I believe that. Okay. Now, the last thing I remember that I believe it's come to me anyway, is that the girls said something to Harris, too, about liking to see, you like to see them with the clothes, when their clothes were taken off, and shower or something like that. When he comes to the bathroom, or something like that. When he comes in the bathroom, when they. You see,
I was honest enough to admit to Rita one time.
You ought to know better than that, son. You get yourself in a damn court with this kind of nonsense.
Just admitting to her that I had.
Yeah, I'm telling you, we got a case over in East Bay right now where a little boy has turned in his parents for doing something they didn't do. Children are quite manipulative, and they know how people respond to them. And then they do it for attention, too.
I don't understand. I thought being honest about my sexual feelings and not using it.
You don't do that with children. You don't do that with children. You can come home to haunt you. I'll try to straighten them out.
It's my mistake because I heard a program where this.
Yeah, well, you hear programs, but that's one thing. It's beautiful in programs, but just don't do that anymore. Don't ever do that.
Don't be honest with me about my feelings?
About sexual feelings towards your children?
Yeah.
No. No, if you have them, it shows you're at an emotionally retarded level, and you don't want to talk to your no children about sexual feelings toward them. You get them all screwed up, and there's no psychiatrist that would tell you that with the right mind. I don't know what program you saw, but you would not do that.
Psychiatrist, all right.
He's a nut.
A woman, supposed to be well-known.
And she told that over public media that a parent's supposed to talk about their sexual feelings?
Sure.
She ought to be locked up. Because you stir up things in children, make them acceptable, that are not acceptable in our society. I suppose in a primitive society, you know, it's a different thing. But in this society, if that happens, statutory rape.
Because of society.
Well, of course. I'm not talking about what feelings. I'm not trying to condemn you for feelings. I'm just talking about what the hell these feelings. You live in a very rigid society. I don't know what those feelings are personally. I never have had that kind of feeling, but I think you have failed to pass through some necessary things. Your homosexual period has not been fully passed through, and neither have you passed through your heterosexual relating enough to get over some of these hang-ups. You're sexually hung up. Now, in a little while, will be that much of a problem as it begins to lessen in its degree, and you're getting to that point where it will.
I feel terribly bad that I've put Barb through this, and the children especially. And I don't know what to say. I know that her hostility towards me is justified, and certainly the feelings of the children are justified after what she's told me. And,
something else, too, your wife told me about, come to me about your wife, Rita, come being taken into an art class with a live, naked woman or something.
Rita?
I may have it all mixed up, but she blowed off there at the end. Her feelings, her hurts, and you gone, and it took off. But the kids know nothing of it, and they're not going to know anything, as far as I'm concerned. I hope Barbara hasn't told anything, but I think not, because the last time I checked with the church, they said that they hadn't, but I gave that instruction. There'd not be anything.
Well, we went to an art exhibit.
Oh, I don't want to hear it anyway. You don't need to spend out money for this kind of nonsense. What you need to get on with is... find some remedies. When you talk to her, don't go into no more ass about it. If you don't want to talk to her, leave her, leave it alone. Leave it alone till she does want to talk to you. But if you go at it in a proper, humble way, she'll talk to you, no doubt. But I must say, I've never seen her. You always envisioned her not liking you, and I've never seen her so close to not liking you.
You mean Barb?
Yeah. I've never heard anything from the kids. They never say anything to me. That's why I'm concerned that they, talking to other males, they may be trying to manipulate something. I'll get on to that. But John reported, he hadn't seen me. John hadn't really seen me. He'd been in the hospital, so he hadn't had any chance to see me, really.
I certainly don't trust John in that area. He's showing his frivolity with women.
Nah, he would do it with John. He would do it with John.
But the thing about I don't know. It's heavy. I don't know what to...
Well, why don't you go? You'll see when you get that girl. I've said nothing, but I say you build that church, go there like you're getting ready for the advance meeting. That'd be the best thing you could do with yourself for the time being. I'll tell Barbara that I told her so. I'll take responsibility for that.
Well, it's a loving thing that you do have patience.
Well, I do. I do. I have a great concern for all of you. And that's what you people fail to see, that I'm to be, have to be, but the necessity of a strain on me, I have to be used when the count's down. I certainly will not ever allow any of my children hurt. I keep the calm, and that's why people will try to keep my health, because I'm the cooling factor in this organization.
Yeah, I tell you, when people up there, that's why I wouldn't take what anybody said up there, because people do stupid, crazy things, and they don't follow instructions you give.
Some do, but there are those that are more erratic, and their egos are held.
I had to talk to you to get myself straightened out.
Well, I did something I wouldn't ordinarily do, is to talk to you, because when people go out, I don't do so. Because if you do, people get the wrong impression. That I'm somehow concerned or apprehensive, instead of taking it as love in the past, when I do that, just taking it as love, they think I'm afraid of something. Well, obviously you've been around long enough to know that's why I took the phone. I'm concerned about you. I don't like to see you in this morass. So.
Well, Barbara suggested I ask you for some time off to get away from the pressure, you know, to get myself together. And I said, well, he can't do that as a lady. He can't allow him to take time off. And so I saw this as the only alternative. I'm trying to leave the cause. I'm trying to get myself together, that's all.
Well, go up there and try to build it something. You could do it. Put the office in the proper focus. Show your same loyalties. And I'll explain the situation to Barbara. That I will do. You can tell her that I told her when you talked to her. You can tell her.
What time do you think she'll be home?
Well, I don't know. I won't be there till Saturday, you see. So...
I'll wait till Saturday night.
Yeah, I'd wait till Saturday night. I'll get her to get her home on Saturday night. And I'll tell her that I told her. And take care of yourself. And did you get that car fixed enough so it's driving? Did you fix the transmission?
Well, apparently live in Hardy. How'd you know I've been having trouble with that stupid thing? I barely made it here. I'm at my folks' house. I've been getting nothing but positive to them. I came here to give myself some time, but the damn thing limped in here and belched out a lot of smoke, and I barely made it. I'm going to have to work on it before I can get on to Chicago.
I'd limp out of there, get out of there, because that won't do no good there. Fixing, go on then, and do something up there.
Okay, I'll spend a few days to pacify them because they rejected, you know.
All right, we do.
I built you up in the church and I kind of down there.
That's good. Take care of yourself, son.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.